Without any further ado, here is MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome. How do you like the new intro?
I like it, Phil. It's all good these days. Everything is good.
Yeah. It's an original one, without any further ado. I never had heard that one before. Hey, Red Sox punishment is out. That all came out with the cheating scandal. Even though they're not playing, they're still being punished for cheating. So, Andy, what happened?
Well, yes, the Red Sox took the forefront in the news yesterday as Major League Baseball finally released their investigation, basically saying the Red Sox conduct was far more limited in nature than that of the Houston Astros back in 2017. So, punishment handed out. Former manager Alex Cora suspended through the 2020 playoffs for his role in the sign stealing with the 2017 Astros, not anything to do with the Red Sox in 2018 or 2019. Red Sox will be losing a second-round draft pick in 2020, and video replay operator JT Watkins has been suspended through 2020, and he cannot return to that same position in 2021.
What did he do, Andy? Do you have an idea what he did?
Well, basically, he was checking out the pitch sequences, relaying that information to the batters.
Oh, in real time.
Yeah, in real time. I guess it wasn't all the time, but he would do it. I guess it is legal to do this before and after games. That is legal. But I guess while a game's going on, obviously they don't want you doing that, so that's illegal. And I guess on occasion he would pass the word on to various Red Sox batters. Of course, the players themselves said none of that went on. But, MLB's ruling says it did. And but again, it wasn't all the time. And but he's getting that slap on the wrist, and he won't be back at that same position in 2021. So now the question at hand is, will Alex Cora be back in the Red Sox dugout to manage in 2021, considering that he's just been suspended for his role with the Astros back in 2017? So that, of course, remains to be seen what happens there.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be back as a Red Sox manager. I think that ship has sailed. That's my take. But what other Red Sox news do we have?
Well, we now have an official manager. He's mentioning managers. Ron Renneke, he's no longer the interim manager. Red Sox yesterday, after the punishment came out from MLB to try to make things a little easier to take for Red Sox Nation, they've officially taken the interim tag off and made Renneke their full-time manager.
All right, so we got that. But any other Red Sox news related to the virus, so to speak?
Well, the Red Sox did announce they'll be paying their operations staff through the month of May. Teams were told earlier this week they could bring in furloughs or pay cuts starting in May. So we'll have to see how the Red Sox move forward after May. But as of right now, all people working for the Sox will be getting their full paychecks, which is good to hear. And also the Red Sox can now communicate with their amateur prospects electronically. MLB has relaxed its restrictions on scouting for the upcoming draft. Teams can gather data on video and players, but in-person meetings, of course, and trials remain prohibited during the COVID-19 shutdown.
We always look forward to the latest results from the Red Sox Strat-O-Matic season. So what's happening there? How are the Sox doing this week?
Well, it was a tough night last night at Fenway, Bill. Red Sox losing to the Blue Jays 9-6. Eduardo Rodriguez gave up 8 runs on 9 hits in just an inning of work. Red Sox fall to 14-12 on the Strat-O-Matic season in 2020. That's good for third place in the AL East. 3.5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, that's great. I have tickets for tonight's game. Should be good. Yeah.
Get there early.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the traffic won't be too bad. All right. Let's see here. What else do we need to go? Do you want to go to Major League Baseball now, or are there any other?
We can do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's up? Is there going to be baseball at all this summer?
Well, I guess if I had to put my own 10 cents on that question, I would say no, but they're going to keep trying to push and see what they can get done. Of course, President Donald Trump, he came out last week, said he's tired of watching 14-year-old baseball games on TV, saying the country must get our sports back. He's still consulting with top sports industry leaders in an effort to reopen the American economy. Of course, that includes talking with Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. So as of right now, I mean, obviously the situation's still being floated out there. There could be games in Texas, Arizona, and Florida have teams based in those locations. Of course, games would be in front of empty stadiums and all that type of thing. But again, and there's now pushback coming from the players because there's going to be pay cuts, and they're going to be saying that, if we have to go out and try to play under these conditions with the virus still out there, we should be able to get our full pay. So it could be a major mess going forward with the situations with the contracts and how they're going to try to put all this together. So it's not going to be an easy flip the switch and say, all right, these teams are going here, there, and there. We're going to play these games. It's just, I don't think it's going to be that easy, Bill.
Yeah, there's some testing news, too, coronavirus testing piece to this, too, right?
Yes, there is. Major League Baseball players and team employees will be getting tested for coronavirus antibodies. Up to 10,000 will be tested as part of a comprehensive study that will help researchers determine how widespread the virus is in metropolitan areas across the country. And supposedly these test kits will have results in 10 minutes. So I guess that's all part of the process as well, to see how back to normal that these games can eventually be.
Now, we're... Even my wife asked me today about the J-Lo and A-Rod buying the Mets, but we also hear that Robert Kraft might be interested. I know somebody down in New York, I saw a tweet or a news story, wanted Kraft to buy the Mets. Is he at all going to buy the Mets?
Well, that little rumor was floated out there. I haven't heard anything specifically out of the Patriots or Robert Kraft's camp, but I guess anything's on the table these days. The Mets are for sale, and they almost had a deal in place before the end of the year, and that kind of fell through. So but now it looks like A-Rod, as you mentioned, and Jennifer Lopez are stepping up. They've retained J.P. Morgan Chase to assist with the bidding process. Obviously, the couple would be part of a large ownership group, something similar to Derek Jeter with the Miami Marlins. So we'll have to see how that all plays out.
All right. All right, Andy, anything else to share with us? I don't know how time is for you, but anything else to share with us on baseball?
Well, it looks like pro leagues may have a hard time luring back fans until there's a vaccine for the coronavirus. According to a Seton Hall School of Business poll, 72% of fans said they would not feel safe attending games. 12% said they would attend, but only with social distancing. And the coronavirus is expected to cancel nearly half of this year's major sports events. Two Circle Sports Marketing Agency projects only 53% of scheduled events with expected attendance of over 5,000 people will actually take place. So, the sports landscape overall, not just baseball, not looking too promising for 2020.
No, really. I mean, there's almost needs to be a medical miracle, a scientific miracle here, because I'm hearing college football people are talking about playing spring college football. You know, it's crazy. Yeah,
absolutely. So who knows how this is all going to play out and when it's all going to end. But everything is definitely upside down, Bill. No question about it.
Well, we do know that this Baseball Insider is about to end right now, Andy. But anyways, thanks for the updates, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Looking forward to it, Bill.
Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.